time for the second funniest podcast with your hosts, the Kevin Miller and Justin Wersch. Have fun, guys.
Well, thank you, Sam. Hello, and welcome to the Second Funniest Podcast. I am your host, Justin Worship. This is episode 411. This is a little Oscar episode we're going to do. With me, as always, is the one, the only, the little gold man in everyone's dreams, the KevinMiller.com. Jump and press the circle button, Kevin.
Download The Avatar, the best movie ever nominated for an Oscar.
I couldn't agree with you more. Also with us on the phone is our good old drinking buddy, J. Dobbs Rosa. I have to wait. Let's fade that out. Go away, music. Or put it in our right ear. Let's do that, too. I hope this is going out in mono so nobody hears that it's only playing on the right side right now. There it goes.
Hey there, fellas. I'm mostly using this as an audition to get on, like, Inside Edition or TMZ. I don't know if Inside Edition still exists, so I'll go with TMZ. Hey, we're here on episode 411, and I've got the 411 on your Oscar buzz. All right, that's all I
need. He's much better at this than we are. Why are you... You're so good at... We always miss those little things. Well, Ralph, and you walk the showbiz beat.
You don't know you're terrible... You don't know, like, your terrible segues, like, well, Mario Lopez on Extra?
We had a episode 404, and all the Facebook people were like, how did you not do a File Not Found episode there? I'm like, I don't know.
Because we don't think. We just record.
Did you do, like, two episodes ago, was it all about cleaning products?
409, no, but somebody also posted that on the Facebook.
All right, well, now we'll start doing that. Now we'll start at least paying attention.
Well, you know... And you know what's coming up in 9 episodes.
Yeah, 420.
Yeah. I can't do it that way. I got to go, yeah.
Well, I'll be back for that one. This episode's coming out on Sunday. It's Sunday right now, Oscar Sunday. And I live near the Oscars.
Creepy. I'm at work.
Yeah, weird. And we brought you on, Jordan, because you know everything about the Oscars. A few weeks ago, I asked everybody on Facebook to give us your best idea for a video game based on one of the Oscar nominees for Best Picture. And you kind of went through the roof with ideas.
It was like one of the best prompts I have had in I don't know how long. I just was like, yes! That's so awesome. Like, how many great video games has there been based on movies? And this seems like there should be no exception.
I could think of several terrible ones.
at least several terrible ones. I should make it clear up front that, supposedly I know a lot about movies. I do work in a movie theater. We are hosting an awards-watching party with Doug Benson, which is too late for you suckers listening to enjoy that.
Poor Doug Benson. What if Doug Benson's listening? He's a fan.
Doug Benson is going to come out with some of his other stand-up buddies, and we're going to be watching the awards on the big screen, and they're going to have microphones and make it tolerable.
Oh, that's the best. Can I come?
Are you a member of Cine Family?
Yes. I know a guy.
Oh, well, you know a guy? Well, call him up if you're seeing. I'll see what I can do. I ruined the anonymity of that, didn't I? I might know a guy. He's pretty awesome. He's me.
It broke my brain. I was like, wait, he's got to call the guy that he knows so that Jordan could see what he could do?
It's Jordan.
There's a reason that I don't do anything illegal, because I would just ruin it every time that my phone was tapped.
Speed of which, we watched Departed the other night. That needs to be a video game. How is The Departed not an awesome role-playing game?
The Departed does seem like it should be like either an RPG or
a card game. It should be a trading card game. Yeah. Oh, that'd be good. Yeah.
There's a lot of just like going, I'm pretty sure that guy with the Boston accent's lying.
I hated that game.
Which one, Departed or Film Noir?
L.A. Noir. Yeah, I hated that. I'm like, I don't know how to... I need something to know that you're lying.
The general review of L.A. Noir is that it was not a video game. It was a little more like the old Laserdisc games.
Yes.
Because there was no actual game to the game. It was just neither move forward or not.
Yeah.
It's not very exciting.
I liked that it was a game created largely based on being able to recognize facial visual cues to give away emotional states, which really, video game players might be the last group of people that are any good at that. there's a reason we have a box that brings us to friends in our house.
I have never been more a fan of indicating acting in my entire life than when it happened.
Right?
I would love it to when they'd be like, where were you on that night? I went home. And then the guy would just start contorting his face like he was having a seizure. I'd be like, oh, thank God you're lying. Okay, now I know.
They actually mouth lying.
Dirt back and forth like he was being hypnotized in a cartoon.
Yeah.
So the nominees this year, we have some great movies that are nominated.
Make it clear, before we get into this, okay. I should make it clear that number one, I have not seen a single nominated film this year.
Are you serious?
I'm totally serious.
On purpose?
But no.
Even the Warhol, you posted that hilarious thing on Facebook, and that made me laugh, and I thought for sure you'd seen it.
What was it?
You haven't even seen it.
Oh,
go ahead.
Number one, I haven't seen anything. Number two, I'm way behind on my gaming. Like, the game I'm still playing right now is Arkham.
Asylum? Or is Asylum, yeah.
Yeah, Asylum. But I'm almost done beating it on hard, and then I'm looking forward to Red Dead Redemption.
Oh, wow. Tell us how last decade works out for you.
I just want to make it clear I am eminently qualified for this bit.
This is the best.
Jordan, I officially want to make you the review guy for the Second Funniest Podcast because I think there's nothing more entertaining than three-year-old game reviews.
Yeah. Mega Man X is excellent.
I'm just calling in like, oh my God, Seamus is a chick.
I remember 1984.
Don't believe in the cake. I want to not be aware of the meme so I can just ruin it too.
Yeah. Don't believe in the cake.
Don't believe in the cake. The shirt's going to sell like hotcakes.
You know, it's funny. I really think that would.
I think it would.
I give it to you guys. If you want to make that a Second Funniest Podcast. I should also point out, just from the point of view of being so behind in technology, to call you guys, I literally did go into my phone and call the number attached to JK Show.
Wow, yeah, that's some 2008 action right there. You have an awful lot of disclaimers.
But it's fair. He's being
lowering
fair.
The bar very low.
I'm like 20 minutes at 3 a.m. on like a top 40 station. Have you ever heard that? Have you ever been driving home? And there's like 20 minutes about like every disclaimer about the contests.
Yes.
Yeah. And you can't be a member and you can't be a fan and blah, blah, blah. You know, and if you won in 90 days and oh. It's only people only get that if they work nights.
Because they have to put it on at some point in the day, yeah.
Okay. On to the jokes. I'm just also auditioning to be one of the greatest MCs of all time.
Doing great.
Ladies and gentlemen, on to the jokes. I got my list here. Let's see. Well, we'll start with the one that was already out there. Here's the other question. Did anybody else post any? Because, like, I didn't get, like, any other Facebook.
That's approaching awesome
like,
segment.
Hey, somebody else posted on that.
No, I had a couple that I once I knew you put your hat in the ring to do this bit, I did not post my ideas. So, I'm still holding back because I don't want to steal your thunder. But I have a couple of ideas that I'm excited to spitball as well.
All
so,
right,
we're going to paint the monkey and see who cries building first. So.
I did go to Wikipedia, so I do know, and I did see some trailers, so I'm not going into this totally blind. Warhorse. So I said about Warhorse. That was where this all started. Warhorse would be awesome because it's the Eponia levels from the later Zelda games. Like Ocarina, where you just ride Eponia through the fields, but the fields are pretty much Call of Duty, and I assume there's lasers.
Oh, man. I got $10,000
no
for a budget for that.
Why ride a warhorse?
I think a Warhorse should be like a Facebook game that you get to do like paper dolls, and you get to trade up and build different armor for your horse, and then you visit other people's stables and you give each other hay drinks. That's what I think Warhorse should be.
There was that trading card game where you'd buy and it was like you'd scan in the ponies.
Yeah, exactly.
That's good. But you can kill each other's horse.
It's Facebook.
I want to know if I'm playing this game right. Okay. I want to get the Warhorse game, but I want it to look on the box like those cheesy Barbie video games that I don't understand how they ever sell a single copy. But when they come in, it's just nothing but you dodging carnage after carnage after carnage because I want to make some princesses cry.
I love your version of the game.
All right, good.
Did you see Warhorse?
No.
None of us have seen it. Great. One point.
This is what it is to be an expert.
I'm gonna here we're gonna go with literally. I know nothing. I'll just ruin the movie. The horse dies. Nobody told me that. Clearly, the horse dies.
You just feel it.
Yeah. Hey, what's it?
You're gonna make.
It's not going to dream of flying away like a unicorn and that's the end of credits roll. Like E.T., it's not going to get inside the ship and go off. You're right, it's going to have to die.
I want the Blu-ray to contain an alternate ending where the Warhorse wins the Kentucky Derby.
Against Seabiscuit.
It's well known that once a horse gets a taste for blood, you know, you got to put it down. So.
It's very well known.
All right, let's see. Hugo. I'm assuming Hugo, because it's a new movie, it's going to be on the 3DS. Mm-hmm. and it just kind of, you know, it's a 3D platformer amongst intricate clock workings and cogs.
Yeah.
And the kid just, you have to save your notebook while he can whip pocket watches at people.
That sounds pretty dead on. I'm pretty sure that's what the port was.
It'd be pretty sweet, I think.
I think in the tradition of licensing movie games, that what they do is they ruin the graphic amazement that is Hugo by making it Nintendo 8-bit style for your iPhone.
Right. And they call it Minecraft's Hugo. And people are like, this is freaking amazing. I could build Hugo.
This is fun.
This is a good game. Happy Oscar Sunday.
Yeah, the second you put that out, I was like, this is fantastic. Okay, let's see. Moneyball?
Oh, yeah.
Moneyball is basically just Ken Griffey Jr. baseball game for the Super NES. But when you start out, you don't have any players, and it's all micro-purchases. And so, like, you can drop a nickel and get, like, me on your team, but, you know, for a few dollars, you can get somebody a lot better. But the thing is, if you spend too much money on your credit card, a really dreamy-eyed Brad Pitt just, like, leans into the screen and just looks at you all disappointed-wise. You couldn't win.
I'm surprised that there isn't a Moneyball simulator that you can play just like back house or what do you call it? Front office?
Yes.
Like front office baseball. Like I would play that game for real. Give me a budget. Give me players. Let me know the deck. Let me know who's out there and try to wheel and deal and make the best team. And, that would be a great simulator.
It's like, yeah, I'm going to win the game, but then there's also a quotient of how much money you spent. Yeah.
It'd be pretty cool.
Sure, I lost, but I got close, and
And then if you have extra money left over, you get to go to the old Wheel of Fortune prize wheel and buy things off the wheel. I'll take the TV trays.
I'll get the bedroom set and the ceramic cat, and I'll take everything else on a gift certificate.
That's Moneyball, the RPG simulator.
That's awesome.
Just contact the website. Anybody wants to license any of these brilliant ideas?
Yeah, secondfunniestpodcast.com.
Midnight in Paris is up next. Again, I know zero about it. I'm pretty sure that it's kind of like a karaoke rock band type game where you have a microphone and you're trying to lay your game down on Rachel McAdams. And the more you can make yourself sound like Woody Allen, like doing a Woody Allen impression, the better the points score up, so it's like a neurotic Parappa the Rapper.
Mine isn't nearly as good, but what I would do is I would take the elements of conversation and make it boring, like what I've experienced in Skyrim thus far. It's just a lot of, hey, we're talking about stuff. We're just talking about stuff, mixed with, for him to go back in time, you throw in some Tom Clancy Splinter Cell-esque stealth moves through the streets of Paris for him to meet up with the car that takes him back in time.
For some reason, go ahead.
There's time travel in Midnight in Paris?
Yes.
Is there really?
Yeah.
Oh.
I saw that
one.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, finally a movie.
He goes back. I can't remember what it is, but I want to say it's like the 20s. And there's this the idea, sorry, spoiler alert, but there's the idea of that he goes back in the 20s. He's like a screenwriter, and he meets with all these artists that he really like appreciates and loves, and then he runs across like a almost like a street walker or lady of the night kind of vibe, or maybe she's just
lady
some kind of
in red.
Painter. I can't remember that part of it.
It's either a prostitute or a painter.
They're the same thing, right?
In France, it's like all the same.
They're next to each other in the job postings on Craigslist. But they,
alphabetical.
Yeah. So they, but and then she has this desire to go like back to the 1850s or something like that, and somehow they do that. Like they go back.
How do they time travel
even further?
It has a flux capacitor.
There's something about the street at midnight. So I think it like when it hits midnight in her timer. I don't know. I can't remember all of it. It was like I said. It wasn't the most interesting movie in the world.
Why is it nominated for best film?
Because what they do is they take movies that are uninteresting to the layperson, such as myself. And they say, let's make them interesting by giving them an award. And also, it so happens to be that if I've learned now, if you make a movie about a pedophile or happen to be one yourself when you make your movie, then you get nominated.
I see.
Regardless, you don't have to show up.
I feel like Woody Allen giving himself a time machine is just justifying crimes that he is. No, it's okay. I met her when I was younger. It just, we're in wrong time streams now. You know?
Right.
Well, and I didn't know this because I didn't know a lot about Woody Allen, but I recently heard on another podcast where they talked about some of his older movies that he's really well known for. And there's a lot of the ingenue male goes after this really younger chick, like even when he was younger then. Like the chicks were even younger. And so that's when I'm like, oh, maybe he does have
should be. He strikes me as a high school math teacher.
Yeah.
Or English teacher, probably.
Yeah. It works out. I can meet, like, a really hot chick, and then I get my time machine. I travel back 20 years when she was 12 years old. And
it's the same thing.
It's a win-win-win.
I'm touching younger you, but I know older you. My brain is with older you.
It's like, and I know how she's going to turn out. You don't, like, have that high school gamble of, like, sure, she was the prom queen, but yikes.
Did Woody Allen say once, I don't want to achieve immortality through my films, but rather by not dying?
Yeah, I think he did say that.
Yeah,
that sounds familiar. It was either him or Teddy Roosevelt. I don't know. It was either him or Teddy Roosevelt. I can't remember.
It just seemed to me that somehow tied into these time-traveling pedophile, but I couldn't quite stitch the two things together.
It seems like you're setting up just a weird time loop of like banging a chick in the 20s, then coming back up and being like,
I'm still in
there. I don't know.
Yeah.
It hurts. Anyway, all right, let's continue.
All right.
The Descendants,
I will
flat out say, I saw the trailer and I truly know nothing about The Descendants. All I know is that stupid poster where like Brad Pitt's head is like poking up over the side of a hill.
Brad Pitt in The Descendants?
George Clooney.
The other one.
Head like poking up over the side of the hill.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I know about this movie. So I'm assuming the video game version will just be whack-a-mole with George Clooney.
It's a party game.
Probably.
It's like Mario Party, but all of it is with George Clooney's face and head.
That's actually pretty close to the film. Did you see it?
And it's all in an effort. The if you can achieve the high score, then your wife will come back to life.
There it is.
Out of a coma.
You didn't see it.
No, I don't know. I'm just guessing.
Did you see it, or are you?
I haven't seen the movie at all.
Oh wow! But you knew that much about the
film. I knew that there's. I saw him kiss her and say "I love you" in the trailer, so I figured she's either in a coma or she's dead.
Both.
Oh.
Yeah, he is. He's the head of this trust fund of his entire family of Howley cousins that own this ridiculously nice chunk of land in Hawaii, and his wife gets into this terrible boating accident, and she goes into a coma and is going to die, and through that he finds out that she's been cheating on him with another man, but doesn't learn that until she's in this coma. And then meanwhile they're trying to decide whether or not to sell this property to other developers or hold on to it on their own. That is The Descendants.
Yeah, I like my idea better.
Me too.
I think actually The Descendants would be another L.A. noir game because it's a bit of a detective of trying to find the guy who is stooping his wife and go around. And he just goes around all these places in flip-flops and Hawaiian shirts and interviews them with his daughter.
And runs. Mm-hmm. I runs. See running.
Yeah, a lot of running.
There's running in flip-flops.
Which is hard. It hurts your toes. Cool. When I went to Hawaii, I came back with chafed toes.
Try being a ninja.
I couldn't. Not in Hawaii.
Why were you running in Hawaii?
You have to. It's like they released the bowls.
Of the lava?
The guy said the lava bowls were coming, and I needed to run back up to the hotel.
Well, maybe that's why George Clooney was running, too. His family owned those lava bowls.
You clearly did not see the movie. The Descendants of the Lava Bowls.
You know what I'm thinking while we're doing this? I'm thinking that there was somebody dumb enough. I don't know if you've heard this, Jordan, on the show, but there was somebody dumb enough to think that we were honestly, that we were pedophiles.
I was wondering when that was going to come back
right
around.
There's got to be somebody dumb enough to think that these are the real movies. These are like, that you're like, there are lovables.
Well, in the person who thought that you were pedophiles defense, the entire Second Funniest Podcast a Facebook page has become a haven for furry fan art.
Yes.
So.
Not so much recently, but yeah, there was definitely a season of furry fan art.
Yeah, that was a run of that.
We've moved on. Now it's like a club. There's just the Facebook page is about 30 people that are in love with each other, and I think they're going to try to go on a road trip around Europe or something.
Yeah. Do we get through all the nominees?
No. We have The Help.
Oh, The Help. He's just said
The Help?
Yeah.
The Help is, I figure it's just a clone of Root Beer Tapper. You're just running up and down, but you're just slinging cups of tea and cakes made out of shit.
But you still didn't see this movie.
I didn't, but I know that there's a cake made out of shit.
Pie. There's a pie.
It's a pie.
Which is funny because it's a chess pie, like a southern pie, which is the same chocolate pie we had for my birthday.
That's right.
I like that's your guys' reaction. It's a pie.
It's a pie.
There's shit in an edible item.
Yes.
This is the important part.
No, the fact that it was a pie is more important.
It would have been much better in a tart.
It was
right, because it rhymes with fart. You're right, Jordan. You should have wrote this movie.
I should have. I know how to write a movie about white people feeling good about helping black people. I gave a guy a quarter yesterday.
I thought that movie should have been a first-person shooter. That's when I saw that. I'm like, I just want to see Emma go around.
On which side?
Both. Like, you get to play as one or the other.
Oh, like Call of Duty, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like GoldenEye.
Yeah, exactly. You just get to go around, bah, 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 bah. You run around the streets of Mississippi or wherever they are, Louisiana. And if you choose the white side, you get better guns, but you get, you know, better camouflage if you're on the slave side.
See, I'd want it
the
to
servant
be...
side.
I was so sure you were going to say, but you can run.
You can run fast because of that extra bone in your foot.
I was like, and the worst part is, I'm doing all the time, like, don't say it, and then I had to say what I didn't want you to say.
I want it to be like the Dash games. Like, have you played these, the Diner Dash or the Cooking
Dash? Yes. Oh, that's much
yeah,
better.
Yeah.
And instead, like, sometimes you could put hot sauce if you want people to leave earlier. I want you, all of the white people, you have to find a way of getting shit into their dish without them noticing.
Right.
You have to trick all the white people into eating poop.
And then one of your people goes over and steals a ring, and then it's all downhill from there.
Oh.
Is that all eight of them? Why are there only eight nominees?
No, there's nine. There's nine.
Oh, there's nine.
We haven't done Extremely Loud and Incredibly Close.
Well, I've got The Artist.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's all right. Yeah, The Artist. Do you remember the old, like, Popeye watch and game, little handheld.
Yeah.
Where olive oil was like throwing hearts out of a thing, and you're running back and forth. There's like three positions, and you're catching the hearts.
Yes.
It's that, but it's somebody throwing a dog at a French guy. It's not a movie, so it's archaic video game ability, too.
I would play that. I would play that on my watch.
Game and watch. I love the Game and Watch. I had Parachute and Donkey Kong Jr., and I played the hell out of them.
Oh, yeah. I had Super Mario's 2. And you could go down the pipe.
Didn't that have like the double screen? Yeah. I think that was one of the ones that folded out, the double screen. Yeah, I wasn't that sweet. Rich.
Yeah, well, you know, you didn't save up your allowance.
Neither did you.
Yeah, no, I did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Actually, when I had that, I was so proud of it. I was playing on this whole car ride, and my dad, he goes, do we have to buy games for that now, too? Thinking that it was another console with more cartridges, more things to buy in.
Should have said yes. If he's that dumb, you could have got some more Nintendo games. Yeah.
So this big one fits in here. I hook it up through the port in the back. Thanks, Dad.
The proper answer is no, Dad, you don't. But trust me, it's a lot harder to find the stupid batteries for this when it goes.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true.
All right. Extremely Loud, Incredibly Close. This one's a prequel game, like if you remember the old Chronicles of Riddick game where it was like the lead up to the movie.
Yeah.
So you're Tom Hanks trying to escape the Twin Towers.
Oh, wow.
But no, as a bonus, it's a really hard game to win, but if you do, it means the movie never existed and you don't have to watch it.
That's... Wow. It's impressive. There's not much to beat that.
And the kill screen is some kind of love scene with Sandra Bullock.
Yeah, it's like, you run in, you're like, hey, Sandra Bullock, I love you. You're like, hey, you're Tom Hanks, we both have Oscars. Yay. Our precocious, weird autism kid doesn't have to go on a scavenger hunt. Yay.
Da-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na.
Credits are so long.
Da, na, 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 na,
what kind of a-hole doesn't let you skip the credits?
Na, 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 na.
You Sven Kinklefloor programmer, you the one that did this to me. That's what I think. Every time I see the programmers and I can't skip the credits, I go, you did this. You did this to me.
What, on your like Blu-ray, it won't let you skip the credits?
No, on a game. Like when you're playing a game, it's like you beat it and then it's
I don't have the you did this. I have this thought. I picture them on the other side, like going like, hey, just one little extra line of code to say, hey, hey, and it goes back to the beginning. And he's looking at his name on the screen. He's like, no, man.
No way.
I'll work too hard for this. Like, he's like, my moment in the sun. I did the bump mapping.
You know what I would do? I would make it to where when you tried to skip it, it restarted it. If I was really...
It erased your save game. That'd be hot.
Hey, look what I did. Oh, I pressed A too soon.
I don't think there'd be... Well, there's probably a lot, but I would think that... Look, that's funny. Like,
no.
Yeah,
you,
I would.
Nah.
Yeah, I would. Because I just walk away and do something else, but I'd be like, that's how obvious they are. Like, yeah, we know you skipped these, and a lot of people work their asses off to make this game.
So play it again.
Yeah.
So it again.
Every time you try to skip it, you get to memorize more names you'll never hear from again.
I don't want to play this game anymore. I'm taking it back to GameStop.
If a game ended with a multiple choice question and answer, like, which of these three guys did the color?
Oh, that's a great idea. A test at the end of the game to quiz you. Or like at least at the end of every level, if they did chapters, like, you know, a chapter review at the end of a level, it's like, where were you when you found the golden key? A, the tavern. B, the forest.
I wanted just to ask me to like remember like the name in the credits when it's just like a giant block of, you know, J's and U's and I's.
That's how it used to be, right? When you downloaded or put in old 3.5 floppy disk games that were like, took seven of those things.
Yeah.
And you had the manual because they didn't have sophisticated passcodes or licensing through the internet.
It would always be a test out of the manual.
And the manual. So it would say, third word on page 48, and it'd be like arse. Yeah. Okay,
what's
type that in.
On page 7?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Type that in. So that'd be a good game too. Just make that a game. That comes with your instruction manual, and that's it.
We do have one more, and now I feel bad that I saved it because it's Tree of Life. Uh-huh. And
which I don't know a thing about.
I don't even know. Like, I assume it's pretty much just like the visualizer on Windows Media Player. But it's like about like probably like God and family, and I don't do drugs. I don't know.
Well, isn't the Tree of Life in the Wild Kingdom in Orlando, Florida, in the Disney resort out there? So I imagine it's Wild Kingdom.
Terrence Malick made a movie about part of the Disney resort.
No, no, but that's what the game is. It's Wild Kingdom Connect for the Xbox, which is the Tree of Life.
It's like they thought it was based on the one thing.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's a misunderstood license.
Yeah. They're like, this is what you did? We said Haunted Mansion. Haunted Mansion.
I don't know. I was thinking it would be like a Spore game where you have to start and you have to figure out a way to begin the universe without anything.
No Big Bang. It's just a black screen.
Yeah, no tutorial, no nothing.
It's a blank screen and no controller. Yeah. Just think about it until the universe begins.
It's for the Kinect where you are the controller and you have to figure out, Smarty Pants, how do you create the Big Bang?
But it actually works on the PlayStation. So.
You gotta have the disc in. Play life.
I thought I was playing the game for 2 solid hours, and then I realized the power was out. I didn't know. I thought I was on level 3.
This is either really dumb or a lot of fun.
Maybe both. How are we doing on time? Is that our Oscar special?
That's it. We did a half hour.
Well done. Jordan,
that's perfect.
Thanks for bringing your Oscar magic.
Thank you, for everything.
I'm glad, as long as it gets me out of watching any of those movies, because they all sound terrible, I'm happy to help.
Now, The Moneyball and The Help were both very good films, I thought.
Really?
I enjoyed Moneyball.
Really? One's about a guy doing math, and the other one is about angry servants.
Well,
not entirely. You should probably see these movies. Maybe The Help, I get why it got like kind of railed on, but it was still a pretty good movie. But Moneyball, I really enjoyed. Yeah, and it's not just a guy doing math. It's Jonah Hill doing math. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's going to be like lots of homie references. He's going to say that a lot. He's going to pep it up.
I'll make it clear. I haven't seen it. I literally have not seen a movie in the theater in 6 months. And the last one was Drive. And the only two movies that I want to see right now are The Gray, where Liam Neeson fights wolves with airplane bottles taped to his hands, because that looks awesome.
I don't even understand how that works.
It's about $40 worth of liquor, too.
Look up that trailer. It looks like the best thing ever. And my whole January was jacked up because they pushed Premium Rush, the Joseph Gordon-Levitt, my boy JGL's bike fu movie, got pushed back to August. That thing looks ludicrous.
It's a bike foo movie.
It's bike foo. Joseph Gordon-Levitt like is like a bike messenger, and then he's got something he shouldn't have, but he's gonna deliver it Premium Rush anyway because he's the best bike messenger in all of Manhattan. And then like dudes with guns are stopping him, and he's doing stoppies and whipping their guns out of their hand and junk.
Yes.
No, that's New Year's Eve. I saw that.
Dude,
that was Zach Braff's character, or whatever his name is.
Written and directed by David Kopp, the man who did Trigger Effect and I think the first couple of Spider-Man pictures.
Who should win Best Picture this year out of those games? I know. That's
out of those games,
out of
I see. Out of our games, yeah.
If I'm judging on the games, clearly Warhorse.
Yeah, clearly Warhorse.
Yeah.
Based on what you know of the films, which one do you think will win?
I'm hoping we all win when a comet hits the Kodak Theater.
So the help.
And we, wait 5 years for Oliver Stone to make a movie about it.
And it's called Too Soon.
If a comet hits the Kodak Theater, the best part about that is it means Morgan Freeman's the president.
Yeah. All right, final question, Jordan, then we'll let you go. Who are you wearing?
All right. Wait, what?
Who are you wearing?
Oh, God. I thought you were coming on to me. What are you wearing right
what
now?
You're too old for me.
I'm wearing a smart Dickies ensemble, including both a Eisenhower jacket and work pants.
Oh.
And they're
lovely.
Matching gray.
Please step onto the 360 panorama camera.
Awesome. I wish I'd worn a belt.
Oh, backside. Oh, dear.
All right, Jordan. Thank you so much for everything that you do. And we're obviously big fans. Thank you. Enjoy the Oscars, my friend.
Thank you. Well, I'll be in touch. I'll talk to you guys soon.
All right. Bye.
Okay, bye.
That was fun. That was good times.
That was great. It was worth it. I've learned a lot about myself and about the film industry around me.
Was that really the intent, was to learn?
Yeah, I think so. Everything should be an educational experience.
All right, well, enjoy the Oscars. Hope you enjoyed this episode we're kind of throwing in there just in time for the Oscars. Don't forget, you can give us a call, 408-228-4911. We have a ton of voicemails, speaking of which.
Do that on Tuesday.
Yeah, all right.
So and, your Wednesday inbox will be loaded with your voicemails.
And then what else? Oh, send us an email to show@secondfunniestpodcast.com. Don't forget to support Amazon and the show by going to secondfunniestpodcast.com. And I think that is it. Keep telling your friends. Yeah. Keep growing the show. We appreciate the hell out of everything you guys do on the Facebook. You can like us on Facebook and join the humongous community that we have there at facebook.com/secondfunniestpodcast. You can follow us on Twitter @secondfunniest on Twitter, and you can tweet Kevin. Every once in a while, I chime in if something comes up, if somebody sends us a message or all that jazz. I think that's it. So, on behalf of my good friend Kevin Miller, this is Justin Worsham saying, okay, bye.